You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hey everyone, John Stringer here, and I want to invite you to win $10,000 in one of five daily $100 grocery card giveaways by simply voting for the video my friends and I submitted to Folgers. Go to snipurl.com/Folgers. Again, that's snipurl.com/Folgers. And vote for us daily from now until April 30th. Now, not only can you win big, but you'll help us make the final five. Thanks so much and keep spreading the word.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. Cause I'ma be the change. It's all came tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in.
like the bomb that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Three. Apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you two apples," he said, "if you show me where God is not."
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
And I give this whole radio network to somebody who can tell me where God is not. I will go beyond the apples. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Life is good and it's getting better. You know it is, no matter what. Life is good and it's getting better. But if you don't feel that goodness right now, just know that it's going to get better. As a matter of fact, it is better. You just have to change your perception. You just have to change your consciousness. And until you change the way you see what is happening in your life, you're going to get the same results. Imagine, maybe not going to that yet, but I will. Imagine, like right now, you're feeling good, you're in that space, and you're just loving everybody and everything and yourself. And suddenly your whole world comes crashing down. What would you do? What would you do? Would you freak out? Would you say, "God, why me?" Or would you still feel what you will feel naturally, but there's a certain sense of stillness within you that even though everything is happening and it looks like the whole world has crumbled right in front of you, can you still tap into a place of stillness? That lets you know where you are. Life is really consciousness. Life is what you make it. You can give it whatever meaning you want. And you can have all the friends you want. And you can have all the benefits you want. It's all about consciousness. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And just having fun. Because, you know, for me, life is about fun. And it's about entertainment. It's about enjoying ourselves as we grow. And as we go through life, as we learn, through pain, through joy, through lack and limitation and abundance, prosperity, wealth, you know, just playing the game of hide and seek with the truth of who we are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do make a difference. You make a big difference. And you got to be the change you want to see. You got to be the change you want to see. That's what Gina Renee said, and I believe it. And Michael Beckwith said, do you believe it? I know what I'm talking about. Be the change, Gina Renee. You can find her on Facebook, Gina Renee. You may be able to find her on Reverb Nation. I think she's on Reverb Nation as well, but Facebook is a lot easier, since that's where we all gather every morning in this community and see what's going on, share what's in our minds, what's in our hearts. Some of us wake up feeling, this is what's going on, world. And we're like, okay, it's okay. We're holding you in the light. Some of us share videos of inspiration. We share videos of music. We share thoughts. We share inspiration. We share, you know, today I'm in a competition. So, you know, we come to this circle. It's a ritual now. Can you imagine? There was a time, if you can think that back, when we didn't have Facebook. What did we do then? Life is good and it's getting better. And we also play the clips from our audiobook. Yes, all of us. We all played it. We did. We played a clip from our audiobook. Because they're all in the house. And I say, yes, called The Big Glow. And the title of that that clip is, okay, yes, I am distracted, so let's get out of here. What in the world? There's some crazy people in the world. I stepped into the circle of Facebook because somebody was flashing. But anyway. Don't mind me. I digress. I digress so completely. Okay, back to the show. Apples, The Big Glow. Here we are. Let me just bring myself back. Let me ground myself and just ground myself and open up my heart and embrace the golden child as I elevate my soul and knowing that the real spiritual teachers in the house, Glenda, Glowing Gooch. It's like how I tie that together. Some of you don't want to understand some of the things I did. Awakening Heart. Cheryl Monique, Elevate the Soul, Glenda, Tanya Glowing Gooch, Silent Listener, Kefra is in the house, Nahali's in the house, Tamara Joy is in the house. Let's see, let's go to the phone line. Celeste is in the house. Thank you all for being here. And I love this thing called life. It's the best thing that was ever created. And, you know, just go, go and tell your folks. Yes, I said folks. Go and tell your folks that. They need to be listening. If they can't listen on the computer, they can call in, put their Bluetooth on, and just pretend, you know, pretend they're not talking to anybody because they don't have to. So anyway, you're here. I'm here. Let's get this ball rolling. What else do I need to tell you? I don't know. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy. And what's going on? How are you guys doing? What's happening in your world? I'm looking at Betty's Facebook profile picture, cracking me up, so I got to get out of there. And maybe I should actually close my Facebook page, but sometimes people are trying to find out, what's the link to the show again? Checking in. Some few announcements. My inspiration quote is going to be part of the show, so I'm going to wait to share that with you. But announcement tomorrow, what are we doing? Let me hear everybody. Share with me tomorrow. Tomorrow is the show. Ooh, the show. There's gay people making empty threats. Celeste, empty threats. 70 Soul Child. They're just making all this thing. Bring it. Well, I'll see if y'all gonna bring it. I already brought it. There's a show already scheduled. So we just want to see if you guys are gonna bring it. Ain't that right, Betty? Friends with Benefits tomorrow. We're gonna have Betty Pegues. Betty's been here for the last 3 weeks. I wonder what that means. She's been on the show the last 3 weeks, every Wednesday. Interesting. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? And John Stringer's going to be here. And I am really loving this thing about Friends with Benefits, but I am learning something different. But I think it's time for people to be schooled. Stop it. save it. Well, no, I'm just going to go then. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No, I won't. All right, yeah, I'll get it together, all the people in my head. Can we all be one with oneself? Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Because we need to shift some things. We need to tweak our belief systems. But anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Next Wednesday, a week from, no, not a week, well, almost a week from the 8 days from today, how about that? Today's Tuesday, isn't it? Our in-house parenting expert will be here, Michelle Brown Stafford, Conscious Parenting, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and same day, next Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lisa Iverson is back in the house for Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprint. It's nice to see all of you guys. So let's see, those of you who want to bring it, make sure you bring it tomorrow. But since there is no tomorrow, there's only now, bring it today. So today's topic is life is consciousness. You know, we talk about this thing called consciousness, shifting your consciousness. You got to elevate your consciousness. But what is consciousness? Why is it important to shift our consciousness? And if life is consciousness, don't we have to get a clear understanding what consciousness is? Because I told you, when we shift our consciousness, when we expand our awareness, we will see ourselves, we will see life completely different. We will. Completely different. As a matter of fact, we will have a sense of peace. We will have a sense of, you know, abundance is not an intellectual thing anymore. Prosperity doesn't become an intellectual thing. And we actually are not chasing abundance. We're not chasing success. We realize that deep within us, we are one with it. So what I want to do is, let me bring this, get this. I got my friends over here. I gave them a name, but you might not be used to their names. So I just call them all of them books. But this one has a long name. That's why I call them books. This name is The Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms. Let's talk about what consciousness is. What is consciousness? The Revealing Word, if you're a spiritual seeker, if you're a true student, if you want to understand words from a spiritual perspective, I invite you, encourage you to get this in your library, and it will make a difference. So I want us to start from the same page. No pun intended. Actually, pun intended. Consciousness. The sense of awareness of knowing. The knowledge of or realization of any idea, object, or condition. The sum total of all ideas accumulated in and affecting man's present being. Man doesn't mean as in just masculine, mean humanity. The composite of ideas, thoughts, emotions, sensation, knowledge that makes up the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious phases of mind. It includes all that man is aware of, spirit, soul, and body. It is very important to understand the importance of our consciousness in spiritual growth. Divine ideas must be incorporated into our consciousness before they can mean anything to us. I'm going to read that again. Divine ideas must be incorporated in our consciousness before they can mean anything to us. An intellectual concept does not suffice. You know, I talk about intellectual spirituality. Everybody can do that. That's easy. An intellectual concept does not suffice. To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin. And sin is simply error, missing the mark, not being in alignment with your true identity. To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin, sickness, poverty, and death. To assure continuity of spirit, soul, and body as a whole, we must ever seek to incorporate divine ideas into our mind. A consciousness of eternal life places one in the stream of life that never fails. A consciousness of eternal life places one in the stream of life that never fails. Consciousness, the sum total of everything. So your life is a reflection of your consciousness. What you judge, what you embrace, what you allow, what you resist, it's reflecting your consciousness. It is reflecting your consciousness. So your consciousness, where you are is where you are. And each and every one of us, we have different levels of consciousness. And the meaning, as I said yesterday on the show, we give our lives is based on our consciousness. So what are you aware of? How are you perceiving your life? Is your consciousness more than you? Does your consciousness embrace everybody else? Are you just trying to get yours? Are you just trying to be the one who is spiritually grounded or the spiritual one while everybody else is clueless? You know, I totally understand words can be limiting sometimes, but there's a tendency to say some people, they don't know who they are. But really, maybe we can just simply say some people are sleeping because that's what they're here to do, to sleep. And some of us are awakening. Some of us woke up already. But everyone is right where they're supposed to be because what is more important is that you are clear that you have to become the change you want to see. I'm looking for something that I'm lit to right now. While I do that, I remind you and those of you that are listening for the first time, you are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. It's a conversation. It's an open forum. Feel free to call in. Press the number one on your keypad, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Share your thoughts, your comments. Listeners, you can register with Blog Talk Radio so you can chat in the chat room. You can interact with the good people, the family. It's always nice to see the family. Everybody's in the house. And so if you want to interact in the chat room, make sure you register. Or else you can just call in 347-426-3346. And right now, I can't find the page I'm looking for. So I think I'm going to move on and just paraphrase. But in the A Course in Miracles, the book, which is not for everybody, that's not a judgment. A Course in Miracles will have your mind doing cartwheels. A Course in Miracles will get your eyes get your eyes looking in different directions. But when you're ready, if that's what you choose, you'll be led to A Course in Miracles. But it talks about how many teachers of God do we need? Oh, here we go. I love it. When you release and let go, life shows up. How many teachers of God are needed to save the world? Goodness. How many teachers of God are needed to save the world? And A Course in Miracles is saying the answer to this question is one. One holy, perfect teacher whose learning is complete and suffice. One. One teacher is needed to save the world. Now, Course in Miracles is not talking about one person that we are going to chase after, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha, and we're trying to be like them. It's just, no. You get your life in order, you align yourself with the truth of who you are, and that's enough to save the world. But I'm also known to say the world doesn't need saving. The world will save itself. That's why it only needs one person. Because once you get yourself together, once you can trust the process of life, you'll realize the world doesn't need saving. Nobody needs saving. We're all saved. We're all chosen. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and let's see what's going on in the chat. I will read the last few comments here. Well, it's funny how I think it's a big font that Glenda uses that triggers thoughts for me. And Glenda's really a teacher in disguise. Let's see. Let me scroll up. Yeah, everybody's greeting right now, but Glenda is a teacher. She says, some people don't want to wake up. On a human level, I get that, and that level of consciousness. But if we get and realize and recognize that everyone is right where they need to be, they are doing just, we need some people who are sleeping. Can you imagine if everybody's awake? It would be chaotic. Sometimes you think of a 2-year-old, 4-year-old who is hyperactive or just active. Maybe not hyper. Active. Just active. Sometimes you can't wait for them to take their nap. Some people need to be sleeping. You just need them to sleep, please, please. Because if they wake up while you're changing the world, they might jack things up. So let them sleep. They'll wake up at the perfect time. Cheryl said, I'm not sure that they don't want to wake up. Oh, okay. Maybe they don't realize what the ramification of waking us are. Waking us are. Okay. It's more ignorance than rejection of the idea of being conscious, I think. That's what she's sharing. Elevate the Soul said, I'm just reading this live without even having my producer tell me to read it. But we're going to work on that real soon. When you consider, this is Elevate the Soul, when you consider that we are only one and they are simply an expression of us, we can recall when we were as opposed to I am. There is or there is. Okay, now, if I'm going to read this coming out, you guys need to help me out because I can't be trying to figure out what you're saying. But so anyway, I am, there is. I don't get it, Emilio. Help me out with that one. I don't get that last part. But I get it is what it is. To be asleep is to know awake. Indeed. Because in that sleep stage, you get to understand there's something else. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy. When I started the show, I felt all this energy rushing through me, and I'm still feeling it. So I'm just going to nicely pace myself. Maybe even take a break. Yes, and then when we come back, I want to share something from the sacred, yes, letters from the infinite. This is the inspirational quote, thought, meditative thought, if you will. And it's about recognizing that we are one, as Elevate the Soul is saying in the chat room. And 3 days from now, Fridays is when we put aside to celebrate the Earth. And I think I want to do this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. But let's do this first, and then I do that. And when I do that, I come back here to do what we do. You're listening to Life Conversation with Life Coach Addy. This is where we just relax and let it be. It's the Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy, Power Lunch or Midday Manifestation, a moment of inspiration, whatever you want to call it. My intention is that something I share with you, something to share in the chat room, maybe something a caller says on the phone, will shift your perception of yourself, of your life, where you step into the truth of who you are. Because really, God is all there is. There is nothing to fear. Fear really is just an investment, an illusion. An illusion is not a judgment. You just recognize when there's fear, there's illusion. But the intention is to have each and every one of us step into the truth and live from that place of authenticity where we're not trying to be perfect. We're just trying to be who we be. Because life is about being. So be who you be, boo.
Life conversation.
Okay, Mr. P, what's wrong? Are you scared? Let's try it again, Mr. P. You got to show up. If you're going to be part of this conversation, you got to speak up.
Life conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Mr. P is getting scared.
Life conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addy on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hey everyone, John Stringer here, and I want to invite you to win $10,000 in one of five daily $100 grocery card giveaways by simply voting for the video my friends and I submitted to Folgers. Go to snipurl.com/Folgers. Again, that's snipurl.com/Folgers. And vote for us daily from now until April 30th. Now, not only can you win big, but you'll help us make the final five. Thanks so much and keep spreading the word.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Okay, and here's for those of you who are planning to be here tomorrow for Friends with Benefit. Maybe you need to talk to yourself about sex. But if you can't do that, don't even try to talk to children.
Mom?
Dad? You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head, your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, after we talk about Friends with Benefit, you're always going to be my muffin head. And Friday is the day we set aside to celebrate this planet Earth. And Purple Crown said, celebrate Earth Day every day. We'll be right back. I'm on Purple Crown. Thank you.
As we walk through the land, there's so much to see. Everything's growing like you and me. Flowers blooming, trees waving in the breeze. Birds way up in the sky, flying high and free.
Ooh, yeah.
From the mountain top, rivers flow to the plains. This is the way that life sustains. When the rain comes, nature starts to sing. Celebrating Earth is a beautiful thing. Celebrate Earth Day every day.
Come on,
every day.
Everybody sing this song.
Celebrate Earth Day every day. Every day. Everybody sing along. From the city to the farm, this one Earth we share. Come together, people from everywhere. Pachamama, Mother Gaia, she has so many names. From a fertile soil that everybody came. We love recycling, planting trees and going green. Driving less and biking more helps keep the air clean. Living in tune, what a joy it brings.
Ooh, yeah.
Celebrating Earth is a beautiful thing.
Celebrate Earth.
Celebrate Earth Day every day, every day. To celebrate this love we build.
Celebrate Earth Day every day.
Yes, indeed. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Celebrate yourself. The Earth is a reflection of you, and you are a reflection of the Earth. And when we recognize that, we just step into the truth of who we are. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade.
Celebrate Earth Day every day. Every day.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio, where we inspire. inspire you, act as a catalyst to help you be the change you want to see. You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. If you want to find out who is this silly, crazy, goofy guy, this different guy, I am different. That's actually, I'm going to change my name maybe when I'm in my 90s. I change my name to different because that's what I am. People say, he's different. Yeah, that's what I am. And guess what? I am so at peace with my difference. I'm just at peace. But anyway, I want to go back to the chat room. I don't know what's going on today. All kind of energies flying around. Things are not working. But Awakening Heart said, we are always in two states of being. We are either awake or sleepwalking. And that is so true. That is so true. That's a balanced perspective because sometimes we are the one that are still sleeping. Sometimes we're awake. But the thing is, wherever we are, God is. And that is needed. And I think Elevate the Soul said something as well, which really speaks today. He said, to be asleep is to not awake. Because sometimes you're sleeping, sometimes you're awake. Sometimes you're clueless. Sometimes you're spacing out. Sometimes you're grounded. So when we recognize that all is well and that divine order is always in order, we can be different with ourselves. I want to share this from the Sacred Years, but before I do that, I did a show yesterday, you know, and what was the topic? Somebody tell me. Yeah, your life, thank you very much. Your life, I think, I'm pulling it up from memory now, your life is a reflection of the meaning you gave it. So I woke up feeling really charged and just ready, open and receptive to share, to teach, to grow, to recognize the truth of who I am that moment. The great show. The show was amazing. I loved it. And, you know, I could kind of qualify it for those who need to hear it. For me, the show, I'm watching, we're creating together. So anyway, the show was amazing. I loved it. It was great. And just before the show, I put some clothes in the washing machine. And I said, oh, yeah, by the time I finish, I can put it in the dryer. I finished the show, went to the washing machine. And I'm like, what's that? Water. There was water in the kitchen and bathroom and living room. I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, what does this mean? But one thing that I was really aware of, it's like, what happened? I looked at the washing machine and it was filled to the top. What I realized, even in my panic, that, oh God, new carpet or whatever, I was aware that there was a sense of stillness. I actually just got quiet, and there was a part of me that was just at peace. And at the same time, every now and then when I find myself trying to give that situation a meaning that was going to freak me out, I remember the show. Your life is a reflection of the meaning you give. It's like, okay. Be careful what meaning you give this. And I was sweeping water on all fours, vacuuming wet back. I was like, oh. But even though there was a part of me that was like, oh, I wish this never happened, I had to keep reminding myself that something good is going to come out of this. And it's time to share with us that Abraham shared with them that when a little child falls and they're trying to learn, we don't say, get up, you big dummy, you little dummy. It's like, for me, I have to remind myself, no judgment. And what came for me was, this is a perfect opportunity for you to let go of the guilt consciousness. And you know, I was at it all day long, sweeping, vacuuming, and drying. But you know what? I had a perfect opportunity to let go of guilt. And it turned out in the most amazing way. Now, it changed my schedule for yesterday. At one point, I said, I feel like a monk in training, because I was just getting towels and wringing it out and cleaning the floor. But I share that to just, you know, every one of us are going to go through that experience where we, if you will, get misaligned. And where you are is where you are. And your life is a representation, is a reflection of your consciousness. Life itself is consciousness. So how you are experiencing life right now, how you are experiencing life right now lets you know how you perceive life, how you perceive in your life. And in the spiritual community, it's about all of us.
I always talk about oneness. Emilio talks about oneness. And sometimes it's easy to get out, to wrap our mind around, and sometimes it's not. But when we elevate the consciousness to a point where we recognize we're one and come from this perspective, this is something from the sacred yes. Maybe if I look in front of you, help me. Letters from the Infinite, the sacred yes. I'm going to read this to you. Letters from the Infinite by Deborah Johnson. When you understand that there is really only one of us here, when you understand that I am the Mother, Father, God, Creator of all, and that you are all brothers and sisters in my love and my embrace, then you will know that there are no favored children. I think I want to read that again because people throw that around. God's chosen one. Yes, I am God's chosen one. And so are you. We all are. But anyway, when you understand that I am the Mother, Father, God, Creator of all, and that you are all brothers and sisters in my love and my embrace, then you will know that there are no favored children. You will know that I have given my resources to all of my children equally. You will know that you do not have the right to hoard from your siblings. You will understand that you are not entitled to more than anyone else simply because you are older, stronger, more educated, or whatever. In a spiritual family, you look out for one another. You look for additional ways to level the playing field among all of you more than you are trying to make sure that you are not the one left standing. In a spiritual community, there is concern about the so-called others as well. This is not difficult because in the true spiritual paradigm, there aren't any others. In the real, true spiritual paradigm, everyone is connected to the whole. In the true spiritual paradigm, everyone is connected to the whole. Anything that happens to one has a ripple impact on the whole. You want so-called others to win, not simply as a do-good measure, but because you can't win until all of you can win. As long as there is some part of you that is being discriminated against, marginalized, or oppressed in any way, shape, or form, then the whole of you cannot succeed. Try that for consciousness. If you say, well, I'm just getting myself together. We're all part of the whole. What happens to anyone has a rippling impact on the whole. It doesn't matter where they are in the world. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. We're all feeling the change. So we have to be the change we want to see so that we can be there for each and every one of us. And we can hold ourselves in the light of truth, in the light of compassion, of understanding, that we're willing to give of ourselves. And say, what am I here to give? What am I here to deliver? Why am I here? What's the point? Am I here to take up space? Okay, if I'm here to take up space, then so be it. I can just take up space and joyfully take up space. As opposed to, I can't believe it. I wish I'm not taking up space. Oh, I wish I can be like this. No, if you're here to take up space, just enjoy it. Live it up. But we are here to support one another in being liberated, spiritually liberated. What is your gift to the world? What is your gift to yourself? Your life is consciousness. And if you don't shift your consciousness, you rip the benefit of where you are. Life is consciousness. And in order to experience your true birthright, You have to shift your consciousness, your awareness every day. And just because you are having a challenge right now, just because you are not experiencing all that you think you need or want, that doesn't mean you're not there. You're right where you need to be. So it's really about letting go of judgment, of criticism, and embracing, focusing more on compassion and understanding, giving to yourself, giving to others. Recognizing that you are perfect just the way you are. It sounds so simple. It sounds like a cliche. That you are love. I know it is. The truth is simple. It's not complicated. So when we hear it, we want to debate it. But truth needs no defense. Truth doesn't contradict itself or contradicts itself. It just can't. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. We've got some listeners, silent listeners in the chat room. Ocean Divas in the house. Nahali, Tamara, Kefra, Glenda, Elevate the Soul, Cheryl, Awakening Heart, all in the house sharing, enthusiastic in the chat room. And I love this. I love what's happening in the chat room. I love it. I can't read it all, but I love what is happening in the chat room. This has always been my vision. To create a space where people are sharing and talking and expanding in consciousness and triggering thoughts for one another. So, as I always say, if I don't read what's going on in the chat room, because there's only one of me. and the me that is in the chat room is already expressing what I'm thinking and feeling, because there's one of us. But those of you who are on the phone line, well, I always save the chat room anyway, the conversation in the chat room. So if you ever need, if you want to know what's going on in the chat room, you can always send me an email by going to my personal website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. I'm laughing at Betty talking about, she said, I'm trying to chat. I have several chat rooms, but she has several chat rooms in one. I feel like I date. Yeah, I know what that's like. Somebody said to me yesterday, actually, it's a friend, the moderator of Wake Up Lightworkers. I'm going to take a call. I'm coming to you, Celeste. Oh, we've got two people want to share. Okay, let me say this real quick. Elaine Marie, the moderator of Wake Up Lightworkers, the show that I do, and that's now twice a month. It used to be once a month. And she said, I don't know how you host, read the chat room, and look at the switchboard, but I don't know how not to do it because my mind, so much is rushing through me at once. I need all the things to keep my mind grounded. Sometimes it gets a little bit much. I have to tell you, you know, you hear it when it happens. It's like, okay, stop. But anyway, I'm going to stop right now and take a call. Let's see what Cheryl does. If I take a call, see, I told you. Cheryl said, I love being around nature. Being in Jersey gives me a little bit of nature, but I would love to be further in nature. Well, you can come to Georgia. You're surrounded by nature and pollens and all the great stuff. And let's take a call. 240, I'm coming back to you, unless you change your mind. But let's go to 301, which is Celeste. Celeste wants to give the world a gift. Celeste is the giver of gifts. She say, I want to give you this gift. I'm buying this toy. Hey, Celeste, what gift do you have for the world today?
You make me laugh before I come on. That is so shady a day. I was trying not to laugh.
I have nothing to do with your love.
Yes, you
just
did.
Like
yes,
the
you
law.
Do.
You always
so
walking
shady.
Around giggling and giving toys and giving gifts. So don't put
know,
it on
right?
me. But you do, I can take it. Go ahead.
Good. Great. So I did something yesterday I've never done before and with my sisters, and I wanted to share it with the family. My gift, though, to the family is that I really, really see words as seeds. And I have to work hard, just a little bit. I'm really working on not working hard. But the point is I'm trying to not judge what's coming out, but be conscious and responsible about the energy I'm sending out. So I focus on sending words of light and love authentically. If I'm not feeling that, then I'll just be quiet and pray. Mm-hmm. But what I did with my sisters is I taught myself into being the body size that I want. And I mean it just like that. Hear it clearly. I talked myself into it by saying beautiful things to myself every day. So I don't like to go shopping. I know it's unusual, but I don't. I can't stand to shop. So my sisters kidnapped me yesterday and we went shopping, and we got so many blessings. And what I realized is that all three of us are different sizes, and we're all beautiful. And the meanings that we were giving ourselves and how we were feeding each other was just like church in this store. And it was a store like with designer clothes. I'm not going to go there, but, you know, I'm not trying to do an advertisement. But I bought like four designer suits and stuff for $37. And so we were blessed. We were having a great time. We were changing clothes like we were in Pretty Woman and taking care of each other. And that was just a blessing. So there's reconciliation with my family because I always wanted to be close with my sisters, and I just met them in 06. There's the connection with us as women and our bodies changing and just choosing on purpose to love ourselves first and joining together with each other. And I hope everybody gets to experience that today. We had a lot of fun.
And so it is. Of course, when you're one with the one, you can't help but have fun. It is about naming and claiming what you want, making your own declaration. Talk yourself into the size that you want, ladies. I'm not going to talk too much about body size when it comes to females because most of my listeners are females. But I can handle it. Like 70 Soul Child is in the chat room talking about. So 70 Soul Child is really giving. I'm coming to 240. She got something she wants to bring to the table, this whole thing about friends with benefits. But she's so eager, she thought it was today. So she said, okay, life conversation, I'm here. What have you got to say? Well, I got a lot to say. That's why I have a show Monday to Friday. But tomorrow is the show, Friends with Benefits. And I'm definitely going to share your comments that you shared yesterday because I'm going to take it apart. So you need to put your shoes on, and I'm going to step all over your toes. If you want to find out what I'm talking about, you can go to my page on Facebook. 70 Soul. I got to say it like this. 70 Soul Child go way back. She's been listening to Life Conversations on Blog Talk Radio when we first started, and this is how I always bring her in. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome 70 Soul Child. I have to do that, or else she probably won't come back. But anyway, a moment of insanity there, a moment of fun. Let's go take a call. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach at a 240 area code. I wonder if this is Brother Kefa or not. See, I'm playing it safe. Hello, 240, it's you.
A day?
Yes. Oh, I know who this is. Hold on, wait. You're not going to do this. Welcome, my brother. How are you doing today? I got to do that voice. I can't do it as deep as you, but I love how you just bring it. I say, this is Don Wolf. What have you got to share with us, Don Wolf?
I don't have anything particular to share. I came in about half an hour ago, but I've been enjoying the refreshing tone in your voice about this subject. And then when I was listening, I was starting not to say anything until you start making me laugh. I'm thinking, what am I laughing about? But then I was thinking when you were talking about oneness and connection, I'm hesitating to do this because a lot of times people who are very involved in spiritual work, they don't go outdoors. And so I always hesitate mm-hmm. to say anything about it. But I just have a simple challenge because all those things that you were sharing were things that you pick up with extended visits, walks, sleeping in the forest. And all those things come to you. But the way they come to you is very different than when it comes to you from mouth to ear and goes into the head. But I'm a bit nervous about it because here in the States, people somewhere deep inside are revolted by the whole notion, and so they're content to do things like celebrate the earth, but from indoors. It's an intellectual exercise. So that's my challenge. And challenge is not a good word because it's just it's as simple as when we were children. Those of us who were children, and we were protected. That's the environment. That's like sitting on your mother's lap, and with her breast in your ear or in your mouth. Either way, you're listening to her heartbeat, and you sit on the earth, listen to the heartbeat, and it talks. But the last thing, something you said reminded me of I don't know if you've met her online or in, on the phone, but there's a very powerful woman in New Zealand, and she's an indigenous woman of the Maori people. She's a healer, she's a grandmother, and she's a very profound teacher. And one of the things that she said, oh, this is what made me smile, she said this, and I put on your page, on your wall, there is no God higher than truth, though it must be planted deep in the heart and soul to become nourishment to all life. Not only truth when it suits or to get our way or to deceive by maligning the truths of any other. Her name is Mariana Taki. And that's it. Other than that, I'll just be digging your show. I have missed it for the past couple of weeks, but your vibe, it goes everywhere. Once you get a bit of it, it just stays with it. You dig what I'm saying?
I dig. I feel the same way about you, my brother. I have actually missed you. I love the perspective that you bring, your knowledge. And, you know, when you talk about celebrating the earth from inside, it's so true, because it's only the things that we're disconnected from that we think need saving. You know, we're so disconnected from the earth that we think we have to save the planet. The planet goes on without us. And I just love how you take things just that one step deeper to have people think differently. It makes, I can almost feel people's brains shifting, like, wait a minute, what did you just say? Well, you have to come back and listen. Don, Wolf, thank you for the stories you share, for keeping the story and keeping it alive. And I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
One love, brother.
Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don Wolf, the keepers of stories. I love that, man, and it's so true. I mean, it's triggered so much for me, I'm just going to have to contain myself. But as I get ready to release the show, I want to just embrace each and every one of you who are listening live in the archive. Awakening Heart, Cheryl Monique, Elevate the Soul, my brother who hosts, well, actually he's got three shows now on Blog Talk Radio, Elevate the Soul. So if you want to find out more about him, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Elevate the Soul. And we've got Glenda Springer in the chat room, the spiritual teacher. We've got Silent Listeners, Kefra, Sylvia is in the chat room, Nahali, Ocean, Diva, took a dive into life conversations, and 74! Child said, I can't miss it. I'll come in here and I'm going to bring it. Bring it tomorrow. I dare you to show up tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk about Friends with Benefit. I dare you to back up your comments with your words, with your voice. I dare you. I double dare you. Okay, stop it. Joyful Tamara Joy and Troy Shadow is in the house. Bring it on. Bring it on. How do I spell? Well, let's see if I can do this. Okay, so I was going to do something else, but it's all about my listeners. So let's see. I'm going to unmute you again, Don Wolf. I want you to spell that lady's name for me, because someone in the chat, can you spell the lady's name?
It's,
can you spell the lady's name for me?
It's M-E-R-E-A-N-A. And the last name is wait a minute, correction. She changed her name. She used her title. It's spelled, I got to write it down.
Actually, let's do it this way, because I don't need the show. How about, let me give people your Facebook page. What is it? It's Gregory, right?
Mm-hmm, Gregory E. Woods.
Gregory Woods, yeah, E. Woods. If you go on the Facebook, Gregory E. Woods, you'll find it, and you have that information on there. You know, we use social network to our advantage. That's make it easier on everybody, and I can do what I need to do without feeling rushed. And then you can meet a new friend as well. It's time to release the show, and 70 Soul Child talking about it's on. Yeah, right. Bring it. Bring it. I dare you to bring it. I dare all of you to bring your stories. And, yes, I tell you, I don't know nothing about Friends with Benefits. What am I doing? Who is this guy talking? Let me quit while I'm ahead. I love you. I really do. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I am a mess. I know it. But you know what? My mess always gives me messages. So I embrace my mess so I can deliver the message. I'm out of here. This has been, for me anyway, I don't know about you guys. You're probably saying, you're always like this. But for me, I feel like this is a crazy show. Yeah. The crazier, the better. Be well. Be grateful. And I dare you to live your best life.
Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To